And even more specifically, it begins with the leadership at the sanctuary. Now, in Testimonies, Volume 5, page 211, Sister White says this: "Here we see that the church, the Lord's sanctuary, was the first to feel the stroke of the wrath of God. The ancient men, those to whom God had given great light and whom had stood as guardians of the spiritual interest of the people, had betrayed their trust." So what Ezekiel 8 through 12 is talking about is God's church. The sanctuary symbolizes God's church. And the people that are going to be judged, because judgment begins there, it begins with the leadership. Now, just so we can not get too critical of the leadership of God's church, here's another passage to ponder. This is from Review and Herald, May 21st, 1895. And the reason I'm saying this is we've read two passages now where Sister White says they begin with the ancient men, and she has already defined that as those to whom God had given great light and who stood as guardians. The ancient men, where the judgment begins in the church, are the leadership of the church. But listen to this quote: "Then they began at the ancient men, men of responsibility," she adds in, "which were before the house. I am much distressed because there is such manifest neglect in the home in matter of training the children and the youth, even in professedly Christian homes where fathers and mothers would be supposed to be diligent students of the Scripture in order that they might know every specification and restriction in the Word of God. There is manifest neglect of following the instruction of the Word and of bringing up the children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Professedly Christian parents fail to practice piety at home. How can fathers and mothers represent Christ's character in the home life when they are content to reach a cheap, low standard? The seal of the living God will be placed upon those only who bear a likeness to Christ in character." Now, when Sister White or Ezekiel says that the judgment begins with men of responsibility, every one of us has a responsibility, and we can't become holier than thou and look at the leadership of this church. Parents have a responsibility that they're going to be judged for. We all have talents that we're going to be judged for. So we can't fall trapped to looking at this message as us versus them, because we're not in the leadership of this church. We all have responsibilities. Now, one of the lessons that comes out of this study of the work that's going on is that judgment is progressive. It begins at God's church. It begins at the leadership of God's church, and it works down through God's church.